Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli, now.
Hey, 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 Burn Brighters. Greetings from the Burn Bright Bunker here in Houston, Texas. So happy everyone's here today. We've got Dr. Pat on the other line. And we are today talking about burning bright today. Make 2020 the best year yet. The gifts are coming and I'm feeling fabulous and I hope you are too. So Dr. Pat, what's going on up there in Seattle?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. It's really interesting because I don't know how to quite explain it, except there's a shift. Yeah. And, you know, you can call it something in the air. You could call it things are looking better. You could call it whatever it is. But it isn't the case for everybody. I mean, there is a shift and people feel the energy of it. But you still may be where you are. You may be in the place where you're wondering, man, how am I going to get my unemployment package or whatever that is, but there's this shift, right? And that's what we're talking about today. Benny, I just got to apologize to you right out of the gate. I didn't mean to call you babe. I was like talking to Jennifer right there.
Hey, we're all babes. It's all good.
No, I was just saying, I just realized for a moment, it just spilled over from when Jennifer and I were kind of chatting back and forth and it just hit you up right there with that.
Call them as you see them, baby.
But, you know, sometimes you do. Sometimes in our excitement, we do, you know, take a ride on the wild side. And, you know, sometimes we forget. And, you know, with the level of respect I have for Benny and the time, the years we've spent together, you know, there's a moment where you have to hit the pause button, say, really, just sorry for that. But, you know, to be honest with you, Benny and I have called each other more things than I have time in this show to talk about. But look, dark. I want to talk a little bit about dark for a minute. I had a time to reflect. And I think I was talking to Linda, but it was sort of an offshoot of a conversation I had had during the day. And I was reflecting upon my first time into the desert on Vision Quest, not my second, but my first. Brand new experience, unlike anything I've ever had before. But I remember so clearly, right, that my first experience of being out in that night, right? Being out in a sky that to me, geez, I'm fumbling here, a sky that seemed so gigantic. It was huge, right? After a day of hot sun in the desert, right? Jennifer, a hot sun at night. Now, night took a while to come. And I remember this. I thought it was going to be like in the books or like in the movies. Like you're sitting there and all of a sudden it's light and then it's dark. No, the desert has this interesting thing that happens, right? But when that sun goes down in the horizon, dark is an understatement. No lights, there's no people, there's no homes. You can't see anything, but you can see the sky. And what you see in the clear, clear sky is the most amazing visualization of light that you can imagine. And I think that is the sense that people are that I talk to are feeling today. What is your sense of it? Is there any light coming through for you?
Oh, it is, absolutely. And we'll talk a little bit about that. And as you were talking, I think I would just like to kind of share a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, because what you're saying just resonates so deeply with me. And what I'm seeing and what my clients are seeing right now is that when it's dark enough, we see the stars. And I really feel like that's what so many of us have gotten to. Those of us who are doing our inner work, it's been tough. 2019 was, I would almost say, could have been catastrophic. It was the best worst year of my life. And 2020 comes along and could have been catastrophic, which has turned out to be and is turning out to be the best worst year of my life. But wow, you know, I'll leave that with you again. When it's dark enough, we see the stars, by Ralph Waldo Emerson. So I love that. And I think this is so apropos, because what's taking place tomorrow, but the new moon in Leo rules the sun, our star, and everything's being lit up. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be really burning bright now, that things that have been in darkness, and, you know, we've been limping through this battlefield, many of us, for the last 18 months or so. And now with the new moon in Leo, things are going to be lit up this week, where we feel like we maybe have been walking through a dark room with a candle, and it's suddenly going to be like, overheads are on, studio lighting is on. We're going to be like, oh, that's why all of this had to happen this direction. And it was actually happening for me, not to me. So, right up what I'm seeing. So glad you brought it up. You know, and with that, things are being highlighted. We're going to talk about trauma. We're going to talk about anger. We're going to talk about forgiveness and things like that that are going on right now. But yes, it's a time now. There's going to be some wonderful gifts this week and some wonderful surprises. And so we're really having the opportunity to burn bright. There's no better way to say it.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me about it is that, you know, on the one hand, what people see in the headlines, and I don't know what headlines people watch, but whatever that headline is, you know, there's enough there for everybody to have a sense of something, some feeling about, right? And I think for the first time in the United States, there's always something to look at in the world, right? There's always something out there that causes me to really just lift my head up for a little bit. But right now, you know, we're looking at, from an astrological perspective, at least what my sense is, that, you know, the first half of the year, my planet was in Capricorn. I didn't see it as a strange thing, but now it moves back to Sagittarius. So this is about big. This is about big, big transformation, changes in freedom and justice, changes in the perspective we have about it. And, you know, my friend, I have a friend that's very close to the campaigns, right? Mm-hmm. And so she asked me if I was doing any shows. And I actually did two shows last week at 3:30 time spots, talking about what I thought the shift was, what I thought the change was. And I really talked about, is this a new revolution, Jennifer? Or is it same old, same old? And the question really is a personal perspective, isn't it? Because we got to be asking ourselves those questions first. Yes. Is this a new revolution for you and me? Or is it going to be a bit of the same old, same old? What's your sense?
Well, so first of all, and thank you for bringing up Jupiter, that wonderful planet of expansion, because you're right. And Jupiter in Sag is going to be huge. So I'm so glad you brought that up. But absolutely. And it's just kind of like a cosmic law that everything that happens in the macroscopic happens in the microscopic, from our personal world to our family, our closest friends, our inner circles, our concentric circles out, our occupations, our communities, our states, our country, and then the globe, of course. So yeah, we're seeing this huge shift. And part of that big revolutionary shift that we've been, you know, we've been talking about the balancing of the divine feminine now for year and a half, right? And I would like to talk a little bit about now what's happening with Mars, because I really feel like this Mars energy is going to be, it's very intense. It's going to become very more, much more intense in the next few days coming up. And I want to talk about that because this Mars energy, if used appropriately, will really personally, it can just propel you into tremendous transformation. And if we misuse the power of Mars,
yeah,
we can burn our houses down, right?
And yeah,
and we're going to burn down our neighbor's house, which does not raise our, you know, our property value. So there's, to your point, tremendous personal transformation taking place, opportunity for personal transformation place to take place if we do our work. And when we do our own work with all of this, it affects everyone around us, our communities, our states, our countries, our globe, and the cosmos, right? So.
And let me ask you a different question here about this, because I got asked this question before. Mm-hmm. I can't believe the timeliness of things, because we've been talking about finishing up our technology and what it was going to mean for years, pretty much. And what people don't know is, I probably should have said this differently, we've been going through phase changes in our technology year after year after year to get to where we are today. And about a week ago, our programmers came back and said, look, we're done. We got a few tweaks, but now we have rebuilt everything, Pat. Everything from the ground up has been rebuilt. For all of you who host with us or on our networks, you're not going to notice it, except you'll start to see our websites change and you'll start to see our names change. So somebody asked me, Jennifer, you're changing the TTR name. And I said, well, not exactly. We're not changing the name. And I said, people don't know this. So this is why I'm asking you this question, because a new revolution is based on a consistent and disciplined and assertive evolution. And so a lot of people, when they hear new revolution, they automatically go fighting. But let's talk about Mars for a minute, because Mars, my opinion is, Mars doesn't understand the word evolution. Mars. Uranus doesn't either.
Right.
And if Uranus is any house of yours, I got to look up myself. But wherever Uranus is, that is not an evolution. I'm going to tell you, that's when you lose your job after 25 and a half years.
So you shake it up.
Yeah. So when you think about this, this inner revolution, what is it for you that has perhaps moved to the top of your list of importance for yourself?
Oh, yeah. So for me personally, how I have experienced it is this big inner transformation has really truly been the balancing of the divine feminine and the sacred masculine. And I'm going to use the term the upgraded new level of consciousness that's come with the divine feminine and the sacred masculine, and balancing, starting to experience true balancing. And again, just for clarity, we're not talking about gender. We're talking about the energies from heaven and the heaven from the heaven energies that also come through our planets and from our earth, right? And these are energies that all of us have regardless of gender. And these, the more that these are balanced, the more personal revolution that we can have and come into this new spiritual awakening or ascension level of consciousness, if you will, that we're all moving into. Mm-hmm. And having much more of that balanced, the divine feminine, as I've experienced it, is, it's not just a little bit softer, like you would think, like a woman. It's more of the nurturing time, being able to gestate and appropriately birth something by what I call divine right timing, divine right action, divine right justice, divine right coin, divine, you know, all of those on divine right timing, instead of the old male energy that used, that drove me for years in sales. Even as an ER and a critical care nurse for a number of years, I had a lot of that sacred masculine energy from Mars was harsher and it was very competitive. Obviously, I was in sales for 20 years. So I was in a very ultimately competitive environment. And, you know, that's a part of the love, the raise in consciousness. You know, Earth is getting hers, Mars is getting his, right? So the sacred masculine energy coming in from Mars is getting this massive upgrade. We're moving away from competition. We're moving away from top down, thou shalt, my way or the highway. We're moving away from the bullying energy and we're moving away from projecting ourselves on others. And this is a massive revolution for everyone on the planet, but I have really noticed it with me, in my own personal life, my own personal being, and the changes and upgrades that have come with that in my practice as well, because it's absolutely a personal transformation, you know, and it's been unbelievably powerful. And to me, actually peaceful, a sacred warrior energy that is not about fighting. Like to your point, we're not fighting through this. I've already done my sacred warrior part. I've already gone to battle, gone to the mat. Now the universe can do its part and things can now adjust and end much more peacefully.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Let's use a couple of examples of how things are showing up in the world, just on a world level. And then I want to drill down to talk about what you're seeing in your practice and sort of the, you know, I don't like the trickle down effect of things because I don't think it says it. I like the ripple effect of things. Mm. You know, there's no trickling going on to what people are experiencing here.
Uranus won't allow that, right?
Give me a break. You know, I don't think there's anything trickling. Right. But let's just talk about what we're seeing that probably is not making the headlines. All right. So one of the things is that most people in the United States now don't really know, right? And some people are not affected by unemployment and what the president just signed or didn't. Right. Except if you live in South Dakota. South Dakota, the place where people would not expect this tidbit of revolution. And so my friend's from South Dakota. And so do we ever talk about South Dakota? Maybe Sturgis, the motorcycle thing. Right. Yeah. That's what I know. Like, but South Dakota, I have a friend that's from South Dakota. But South Dakota made the headlines this week as this transition planetary is happening. And so I was struck by two things that were sent to me this morning because my friends have heard me talk about South Dakota. And talk about the fact that we're going to be driving to Montana for Jessica's wedding coming up here. But I get this notice that says South Dakota turns down the president's unemployment benefits boost. And I thought about that, and I thought about the show. And this doesn't matter what party. This is not a party issue.
Right.
Well, we've seemed to have lost Dr. Pat. How about this? We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more from Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli and Dr. Pat.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationDocRadio.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
I'm just talking away. Just blew out another headset. Just totally blew that thing out on the floor right now. And I had to go old school to my gaming headset. It's my
I told you the light and sound are powerful.
It's the last headset I've got. So, Zach, you got to be telling Jessica she's got to dig up a headset. Although I actually have ordered new headsets and they should be arriving any day now. Jennifer Marcinelli, before we go on and talk for a minute, I want folks to know this show today, you know, Burn Bright today, but we're talking about how to make 2020 the best year yet. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what month we're in. So let's just you and I be clear to folks today.
Right.
It doesn't matter that we're going into September. Many people will say, year's over, Pat. I don't know. Do you feel it's over? I don't. But tell me about you for a minute. What is it that you have been helping people with and how do they find out about you?
Yeah. So what has recently been coming up in my practice, and the website's burnbrighttoday.com. And of course the full podcast is through Transformation Talk Radio, but everything's on my website. And of course, as you know, my book is up on Amazon and on the website as well. But what I've been seeing since our last show is significant amounts of trauma, old, it might be hurts from this year. It might be hurt or pain that's been going on the last 18 months, or it could even be old hurt and pain or traumas that are maybe even years old. That what happens is when we experience a pain that is extremely overwhelming and we just don't have the coping mechanisms to deal with it at the time. Maybe we were younger, maybe we were children, teenagers, maybe we had a parent die unexpectedly, even in our early 20s, or maybe we're going through a big divorce or a big change right now, loss of a job, loss of a career. These hurts and these traumas, we have a tendency to shut down. The mind will help us shut down, and we build up a barrier of protection to keep us from getting hurt again, right? And that's okay for short periods of time. But if we carry those barriers for too long, longer than we need to, it really keeps us.
So let me talk about this, Betty. What happens, you all that listen to my show, you know that you've heard me talk about this before. You've heard me talk about the energies of things. And we're taking on a really big topic today. You know, we're taking on the topic of, do you really believe that you have it within your power, your wherewithal, to go from where you are now, regardless of what that is, to where you want to go? how do we make 2020 the best year yet? And I was sharing a couple of little stories. You know, first of all, ripping things right out of the headlines, we're being shocked by things at a sense. But most people, as I said before, you're not watching what's going on in South Dakota. I happen to be, because I have friends who have family there and we talk about it. And I have made Benny the bike ride, right? But I got to tell you, Benny, when I made the Sturgis bike ride, when I went to Sturgis with the whole Harley thing, it was very different than it is now. Now they ship their bikes in, a lot of people. And it's an event. The Sturgis Rally was one of the most incredible. If I go down my list of things, Sturgis was one of the most incredible for me. You know, coming from a family where motorcycle riding was like breathing, was like second nature. But today, what we're talking about is, what are you going to do to make 2020 the best year yet? What are you going to do? I'll tell you how interesting this energy is about Mars, how interesting this energy is about what we're stepping into. And I did two shows on this last week. One of them we took down, the other one is still up. And I did a show on Kamala Harris, and not her personally, not Kamala Harris personally, but on the energy of what it looks like to now have a man and a woman together representing something. It's not the first time. And I did a show about that. I did a show that this is not the first time. And by the way, I went back and I honored Geraldine Ferreira and Sarah Palin. And so a couple of people heard the show and they were sending me emails and sending me chat messages on it, because what I addressed was the time we live in now. And I got a couple of hits back on the acronym I used for that show, where there was this really idea I had, and I talked about all the times in my life that I had been called nasty or something worse. So I said, I must be a member of that club. But why am I able to own that now and was never able to own it in the middle of being called that and much more in my younger years? You know, what has changed? Are we looking at the rise of who we are and what we do? Let's take a short break, Mr. Benny, if we could. And hopefully we will have Jennifer back either by phone or by, what do they say? By hook or crook. What does that mean? I know the crook part. But let's find out. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
So this is not a fluke, everybody. Welcome back to the Burn Bright Today Show with I'm Dr. Pat Jennifer Marcinelli. This is not a fluke. I can tell you that almost every time we have talked about the expansive nature of Jupiter, or we have talked about Mars, or we have talked about the change in the energy right now, or we have talked about the expansive nature, well, I just blew out my third set of headphones so far this week, and it looks like the other day I may have blown out a Tascam. Okay, that is like a little box. So, Zach, make sure Jessica brings me a new Tascam. Now I have my gaming headset on, and Jennifer Marcinelli, the power goes down. The last time Benny... that something like this happened to me in this way. Do you know when the last time was that I can remember it like in one show? It was, there are two times that I've ever been a little bit like, wow. One was when I had Joe Vitale on, and it was about 10 years ago, maybe more. And we did a lot of promotion about the attractive factor and what we're going to talk about and the energy and this and that. By the time he got on air, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. By 8:15, the grid in Tempe, Arizona blew out. And that was the end of that show. But there is an energy and there is something we're feeling. Let's talk about it. Now, we're going to get Jennifer back and Benny's going to let me know when that is. But let's talk about finding the golden opportunities. And this is something that both Jennifer and I are going to talk about a lot. So Benny and Zach, what does this start to look like in our lives? What does this energy that is now today popping up, what does it really start to look like? I'm going to give you a couple of examples because I only know how to work with the examples. The weirdest thing, Benny, that I've had to experience. Okay, you ready for it? It's not all the crazy things that have happened to me in my life, the trauma, the losses. It's not even being locked up for something I didn't do. That was scary, though. I got to tell you. Being behind bars for something you didn't do. Sisters and brothers, I'm going to tell you that is not good. But it's not even that. Do you know what it is, Benny? Do you have any idea what this is, Zach? It is in my home with my best friend, been my best friend since 1972. We're going to have to find some pictures of me and Linda in 72. Little crazy child I was, but still. But it was being in my own home and making sure we honored the 14-day quarantine in my own home. So what does that look like? And now that 14 days are over, I can talk about it. But at one point, I thought I might have to wear my mask on air, right? I thought that at some point, I might have to do that. But I did it. And I did it because of what we're talking about today. Jennifer, it's great to have you back. Did I get you back, Jennifer?
So I tried to tell you this was big.
I was just talking about it.
I've been saying it. This is big. I mean, it blew out the entire power grid at the hotel and everything had to reboot. So we're back.
Blew out my headset. That's now on the floor. And I got my Benny said he has seen bigger headsets, but I got my gaming. This is my gaming gear.
Boy, it's awesome, sister. I just got
to
tell you.
All right. I'm going to kick it over to you. What I was talking about is I was saying, look, a lot of things are happening. You know, I shared the story about South Dakota because I was a little surprised by it. Mm-hmm. But we have got to look for the opportunities to shine brightly.
Yes.
We're looking at it. We're renaming the network. Okay. But it's not a stretch. The network is actually called the Transformation Network. TTR is one channel, Transformation Talk Radio. So we had a light bulb moment and said, in our new design, why aren't we the Transformation Network / TTR / women / health? So we're going to be TTN TTR. Booyah.
Booyah.
All right.
Love it.
Tell me about opportunities because they're everywhere. It doesn't feel like it sometimes, but they are.
It may not feel like it. But even as we move forward in the next week, I think the energies are going to support feeling more like it again, provided that we're all doing our work right. But let's talk a little bit about what I was starting to share, what I've been seeing in my practice. And I really kind of want to just really segue in with that. Endings are really beginnings. We just don't know it at the time that we're going through endings. Okay. And it's painful and we kick and we scream and we scratch and we claw. But once we get through on the other side, things are so much better. They just always are. That's how, when we come from love and we're serving the greater good of all concerned, it's a universal law. That's what's going to happen. And a lot of what I'm seeing right now and helping my clients through are the traumas or the hidden hurts. There have been a lot of hurts that have happened in the last 18 months, 2020, and even back the last 18 months, we've been through this big phase that we're now ending. And sometimes when we get very overwhelmed with hurt or pain, our mind will shut things down. We'll shut things down out of a protective mechanism. So that we just aren't, it's too intense. It's too overwhelming. We weren't able to handle it at the time. And then when a time comes where we have the opportunity to have the coping mechanism, or we have the right helper or mentor or coach or facilitator or practitioner comes into our life to assist us with moving through these painful traumas, then it's like, okay, now we can start dealing with this. So a lot of what I'm seeing right now is anger has come up to the surface, which I think we're seeing globally in our communities. And anger is always from fear. And all of this comes from pain, these deep injuries and pains that we have that are now coming up to the light where we can see them and we can deal with them. So that's a lot of how I'm helping my clients at Burn Bright today. Just really intense work with traumas and healings, but the energies are supporting it in a way that I don't know that we've ever had this level of energy and healing as much as we've had in this month of August. So a lot of anger is rising up. People are working through forgiveness. And I talk a lot about this in a very specific podcast about not rushing forgiveness, that if someone is intentionally harming you, and it's still going on, this isn't the time to try to give forgiveness. Forgiveness for yourself, for your side of the street, but not forgiveness for the people who are doing this, right? Because it's still going on. So there's a time to have appropriate, safe, smart anger and to be able to move forward from that to heal, and to then allow forgiveness to come in over time. But if you're in that space where many of my clients are right now, and I've come through another journey on this as well, okay? If you're in that space where you're really feeling it, you're in serious pain, or you're so angry at somebody, there's no way you can even communicate or talk with them, I would just really encourage you to ask for help. Because when we ask for help, we're actually the one, we're actually doing the work ourselves. We're actually the ones saving ourselves. But find a practitioner that you feel really comfortable with, that you resonate and vibrate with and trust, to help work through that really harsh anger or even rage in a safe environment where it won't go anywhere and you can safely release it so it doesn't bounce back and cause more karma and create more karma than we don't need. So yeah, that's a lot of what I'm seeing right now, these endings. And this week there's going to be a time to celebrate, let the endings go and move forward into the new beginnings.
And I want to talk about contrast for a minute, because on the one hand, one of the cities that I had visited when I was really at a low point in my life was Cincinnati. I'd never been to Cincinnati. And I remember going to Cincinnati and it was nothing that I thought it was going to be. It was just incredible. And so on the one hand, I'm working with somebody yesterday, 18 shot, 4 dead in Cincinnati. On the other hand, this is what we're talking about. On the other hand, right? I'm watching what we mean when we talk about good news and opportunity. And so I'm talking about what moms are doing and across this country. I don't know what they do in other countries, but are doing for the special needs kids who basically got left out of the deal here. Mm. I'm just saying, they did. Moms are creating cheering groups, cheering, like inspirational cheering. Who would have thought that something so simplistic would be so powerful? So I want to ask you this in the time we have left. Sometimes when folks hear me talk and they hear me talk about new technology, new naming, yes, it's a big thing, but I will tell you, I am so targeted and zoomed in on small things. On Saturday, when I got to take my mask off in my own house and neither one of us was sick, I dropped to my knees in gratitude, and I wouldn't have done it any other way. I wouldn't have not worn my mask in my house, right? But I dropped to my knees. Talk to us about the opportunities that are so right in front of us. You don't have to have a radio show. You don't have to be in this place. They're there.
So, I'm really glad that you brought up special needs children, because from the energy medicine perspective and from the healing perspective, I think there's such a tremendous opportunity for special needs individuals to really seek out the benefit from energy medicine, because I think that's an area that's been overlooked. And one of my colleagues, I hold her in very high esteem. She's a principal of an elementary school. She does a lot of Montessori work. And she's also a master practitioner at Diamond and Gemstone Therapy. And she specializes in autism. So there's this tremendous opportunity for any type of special need to really take a look at it from a whole new perspective and say, you know what? I wonder if one of these other healing modalities that are out there, crystal healing, diamond therapy, gemstone therapy, Reiki, neurolinguistics programming, if some of these other healing modalities could really benefit special needs, because in our world they do. And it's just such an opportunity that's right in front of us that maybe people didn't consider because it was labeled as mental, for example, which, yes, some of it is in the mental body, but there is a tremendous amount of opportunity for healing the energetic anatomy for special needs as well. But I'd also kind of like to touch on to something that's right in front of us too. And I'm doing an entire podcast on this. I'm writing it right now. And I want to just touch base about the mask, because you brought it up It was very clear to me that it was very important to you and what it felt like when you were able to remove it. And I'm actually creating an entire podcast because this has been just comes up all over on my across my platform, Burn Bright Today. And I'm calling it Unmasked, the Hidden Truth Behind Why Some People Are Terrified to Wear a Mask. Now, I'm not talking about those who are just acting childish and need to grow up.
No.
Okay. I'm not talking about people like that. And I'm certainly, as a scientist, I'm not going to the point of what I'm about to make does not have anything to do. It does not argue the science of a virus. It does not argue the science of immunity or the science of how we think a mask might protect us. Okay. I'm not going to go there because I don't have access to the true science behind all of this anyhow. So that's not my wheelhouse. What my wheelhouse is right now is the energetic portion of wearing a mask. And that's what I'd like to speak to. And everyone knows that I was off the air for 15 weeks with a very, very severe laryngeal spasm, a cough that was so severe that I would have a throat spasm to the point where I lost my airway. Okay. So every time that this happened, it was a brush with death. And when I thought that it was began as a sinus infection. So I was given a round of antibiotics, and then my practitioner referred me to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. An ear, nose, and throat doctor officially diagnosed me with a neurological issue, paradoxical pharyngeal-laryngeal spasm. And it literally is PTSD of the nerves in my throat. And he didn't know I was an energy healer when we started this. So he got to go a lot. And he's the one who had to sit down and tell me that this problem in your throat, this coughing and this choking that you have, is directly related to the stress of your divorce.
Mm.
And it was related to, back in 1995, I was having a General Tso's Chinese chicken, and I literally choked completely. I never was able to cough. I completely lost my airway.
Wow.
And I mean, I had full Heimlich. They broke my ribs. It was extremely traumatic. EMS arrived. I went completely passed out. It was full CPR. Okay. So it was the first time in my life I realized that I had an NDE, and I've actually been diagnosed by an ear, nose, and throat doctor as a near-death experience. They were actually doing CPR on me from choking.
Mm.
And from that, this is energy, right? The energy of that, the memory of that, had gotten stuck in my throat. And I was starting to get a lot of throat chakra work done. So this cough was going on for months at a time. And wearing the mask out in public was extremely difficult. And it would force me the laryngeal spasm would come back and I couldn't breathe. And it was directly related to the stress of my divorce, because the opposing side, if you will, are literally going for the throat. Okay. They were trying to take me out. They were trying to take me out. They were going for my throat. And I also have a past life history with, you know, a couple of these individuals where I was actually slain by throat by them. Right. So I'm sharing this because it's a major, incredible opportunity right in front of my face. The mask, okay, brought it up that there was an energetic this lifetime injury and past life injury, karmic injuries in my throat that needed energetic healing. And I was able to do some own self-therapy, but you know, every practitioner has a practitioner, but I was able to work with various practitioners, not just diamond, not just gemstone, but Reiki and some other healing modalities to get my throat chakra repaired and to manage and heal the pain of this lifetime and the past lifetime. And now look, my voice is back. I have virtually no cough, virtually no laryngeal spasm. But what a gift that having to wear the mask, whether I agreed with it or not, okay, brought it forward as a gift for me to say, oh my goodness, that's why I'm choking. Now I can work through this. And now I can get my own practitioners. And I've been very upfront about this, confessions of a holistic nurse. I put myself in psychotherapy.
Yeah.
And major work, right? And major incredible opportunity to work with psychotherapy to get the rest of the processing done as well.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that I've had this experience. My clients have had similar experiences. And just to offer out there, this is an opportunity for healing and for compassion and understanding. if you, you know, you wear your mask, but if somebody else absolutely cannot do it, you know, if your mask is working, leave them be, have some compassion and understanding. And I just thought that was important to share today.
I think it is, because I think that, first of all, we're being asked, well, we're not even being asked yet, but for the most part, if you live in Washington State, you are being asked. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I had to ask my entire team to operate accordingly. There are specific guidelines in our state that yes. can put us out of business in a nanosecond. And we've had a couple of scares with this. Mm-hmm. But there's a part of this that I have experience with from the flip side. I know what it's like to have someone in my realm of care, right? And lose them. Mm-hmm. See, I know what it's like to have somebody, for whatever reason, decide to take their own life. Mm-hmm. And I've had multiple cases like this in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not a joking matter, but it makes you think. So for me, it's something else. It's if I am one of those rare people that may have something going on, I am going to be the last person to give it to you.
Right.
So what the opposite effect of this is working on me. Do I like wearing a mask? You know, I've kind of gotten used to it now. I mean, I've stopped putting quotes on my mask because when I write my quotes on my mask, people stare at it to read it. Yeah. So I thought in the grocery store, they're just trying to read my quote. But yeah, that's a whole nother story. But this is a time, Jennifer, where we are being asked to investigate everything. Mm-hmm. Investigate everything. And try to keep an open energy field.
Yes.
Because I don't know about you. I've been through a lot of epidemics. I've been through watching my friends die from AIDS and mm-hmm. the unknown about that. We forget about those years. I still watch my friends die from Lyme disease, which, by the way, is the largest epidemic we have. And I still watch that. So every day we get to face ourselves. Isn't that what you're talking about today?
Absolutely. It absolutely is. And of course, you know, we're having the honor and privilege of serving, you know, in the energy healing arts. Yeah. I love what you say, and I'm going to take it one step further, that this is an incredible opportunity to keep an open heart and an open yeah. mind
yeah.
for ourselves first. I had to for myself really exercise radical self-compassion and self-healing to get through this throat thing. And to also then, once I've done it for myself, I could even then extend it to others around me. And I would hope that you've had that experience as well too, for what you've been through. You've been through a lot. And I did the many phase 2 through 4 clinical trials, FDA clinical trials for HIV. So I have strong compassion for that entire demographic, right? Yeah. I was there through the good, the bad, and the ugly, yeah. early in the 80s, all the way through.
Oh,
but right. Open heart, open mind. And there's such an opportunity here for healing. And that's what I do. And that's what's near and dear to my heart. And that's how I help people every day. And I think if every one of us did just a little bit of that first and foremost for ourselves first, we're going to automatically help those who are around us.
You're so right about that. Mm-hmm. Look, tell people how they can listen to the podcast. Also, how do they find out about you? And I am so glad to see you. I am so glad you're doing this. And we're just warming up. So how do people find out about you?
Yeah, so visit burnbrighttoday.com. Everything is there. The book is there. The past radio shows that you and I have done are all linked to burnbrighttoday.com, as are my podcasts. And just come on over. Love to have you. And if there's any question that you have that you want to ask private, just schedule a free 20-minute consultation with me. And I'd love to just be there for you to hear and listen and have your back in any way that I can.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination.
As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.